This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Voice of SMEs. My name is Jasandu, together with
Audrey Raj.
And today on the show, we're speaking to Kendrick Tan. He's the CEO and the co-founder of Agreen. And times have been hard lately for a lot of F&B outlets, not just here in Malaysia, but all over the globe. We've seen how outlets have been downsized, and for some, even worse, they had to close down.
Entirely. So now Malaysians, right, like as we always joke about, we love our food. And there's been a slow move towards healthier, fresher food. At the forefront of this movement here in Malaysia has been Agreen. They were set up back in 2018 with the simple goal of serving simple, healthy, delicious food at great value. They believe that healthy eating shouldn't come at a steep price or bland taste. And their food is made from scratch with natural ingredients without any preservatives, MSG, or added chemicals.
To find out how they've been dealing with the things during this period, we've managed to get hold of Kendrick Tan. He's the CEO and the co-founder, to tell us what they've been up to and how they've been getting involved with the community. Kendrick, how have you been dealing with MCO or CMCO, and how was business before? Had you noticed any slowdowns in trade before it was officially launched?
So we heard a lot of news from China in January, and things were starting to slow down for us, I would say, since February. Our initial plans for it was to ramp up delivery and also our click and collect system. While we had done some contingency planning, we actually didn't expect to face such an extended period of MCO. As time went on, what we did notice is that the air around our customers has started to become tense, as many were worried about the virus. And from there, we saw larger groups of people ordering our food through our click and collect system, whether from our outlets or to our drop-off locations, since they are really trying to minimize the physical interactions as much as possible.
Kendrick, maybe you can tell us a bit about your business model, you know, how it works at Agreen, and whether you've now had to adjust due to the changing circumstances.
Even though our business has always focused heavily on building systems for takeaway and deliveries, our business still depended a lot on dine-ins. The sudden MCO announcement meant that we had to transition fully to takeaway and deliveries in a very, very short amount of time. And we, like many others, were very unprepared for the sudden change. At times like this, where eating at a restaurant is no longer considered to be essential, we still hold on to our belief that people deserve to eat quality, healthy food without breaking the bank. Because of this, we knew that we had to find new ways to connect our customers to our food, be it via takeaway, deliveries, or even home cooking. It's not just our customers. We also want to provide food for the brave frontliners who are risking their lives to keep us all safe.
To be frank, the past month and a half have been really tough. As a company, we were forced to relook into our entire operating model and also had to implement various cost-cutting measures. We were forced to transform our business in a very short amount of time, and it was really painful but necessary.
As a result, we have launched several initiatives on top of our existing click-and-collect system, such as the one-for-one campaign for medical frontliners, as well as our newly launched Agreen Grocer, where we sell fresh, pre-packed ingredients for customers to make home cooking a much simpler and enjoyable experience. I think the entire COVID-19 pandemic has forced many business owners, particularly in the F&B business, to be in a very heartbreaking position. They have to choose between the survival of their company or the community. I mean, obviously, the choice here is very clear, but it comes with such a steep price. I think we all find ourselves to be in positions where there can't be a win-win at all. No matter what we choose, someone will lose. F&B industry as a whole faced many challenges to begin with. Whether it is the high delivery and rental charges, or how most businesses are actually running on really thin margins, I think the COVID-19 pandemic really brought out these weaknesses. The biggest uncertainty that we face now is actually what comes after the MCO period, when I think the real test begins then. We are all forced to prepare for a future that is unheard of, and the F&B scene will be so unrecognizable for some time until a vaccine is developed. It's going to be so scary, but
exciting at the same time because we get to see how everyone adapt and react to these changes.
Kendrick, all the way back on day 3 of the MCO, you guys launched a 50% off for all hospital workers campaign. What was the response like?
We started off with a 50% off discount campaign to the hospital workers who are working at the front lines. Surprisingly, the response was overwhelmingly positive. We received many inquiries from both the frontliners as well as the members of the public to arrange for food deliveries to the hospitals. That's when we decided to do more and started our one-for-one campaign.
So another campaign that you mentioned earlier was the one-for-one campaign. Tell us a bit about that and, you know, maybe the logistics behind it.
Our one-for-one campaign works is that for every mailbox donated by the public, we will donate another box on top of it to the medical frontliners. We work with 20 different hospitals and clinic kesehatans closely in advance so that we can set certain expectations for them on the quantity and timing of when the food is delivered to prevent any wastages. On top of that, we ensure that all mailboxes were prepared and delivered in a hygienic and timely manner. Personalized messages and the name of our contributors were highlighted on the mailboxes so that we humanize the entire process. We want the medical frontliners to feel that they are not alone in this fight against the deadly disease. Of course, we provide full transparency to our contributors and keep them updated throughout the entire process. Along the way, with the help of other private fundraisers and NGOs, we were also able to expand our scope and provide food to other groups that are vulnerable in the MCO period as well.
And did you have a target in mind when you started?
Our initial goal was to deliver at least 10,000 mailboxes throughout the MCO period. Mm. We have already exceeded that, thanks to the overwhelming support from the public. However, the war is not over. We will still be continuing this initiative as long as the fight against COVID-19 continues.
More than 10,000 mailboxes over this period.
Yeah,
that's impressive. We're speaking to Kendrick Tan. He's the CEO and the co-founder of Agrain. And we'll be right back and we'll continue the discussion to talk about this, how he's able to sustain these campaigns. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Business, finance and music. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Voice of SMEs. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with Audrey Rach, and we're speaking to Kendrick Tan, the CEO and the co-founder of Agrain. And early on, you know, we spoke to him about how, I guess, you know, they've been coming up with so many different types of campaigns, more than 10,000 meal boxes now being delivered during the period of MCO. And I guess, you know, Kendrick, we want to know, like, how are you able to sustain these campaigns? Right now, a lot of SMEs are worried that they're going to run out of funds, yet somehow you're able to manage to sustain you know, these donation campaigns. What's your secret here?
In all honesty, we are actually very worried that we would run out of funds as well. And we're also very afraid of what's coming beyond the MCO period. We were forced to halt all our expansion plans for the year, and really the focus now is to survive during the MCO period and also what comes beyond that. I always tell my team that true generosity can come in other forms besides money, such as time and energy. After assessing the situation, we realized that we had excess capacity in terms of manpower and time. So we decided to make full use of these resources and channel them into something good. There's really not much secret to this. On a normal day, we already operate on thin margins to keep our food prices low. The key to make this initiative sustainable is mostly on how we can prepare this food efficiently without really compromising on the quality and hygiene practices. So with the help of our generous landlords in the form of rental rebates and also support from our suppliers such as EcoBrown, we are able to prepare the food with pretty much 0% margin. What this means is that we can maximize the amount of food that we can prepare to the frontliners without really compromising our workers who have worked really hard night and day throughout this entire period. First going was the overwhelming support and love that we received from the public, as well as the positive feedback from the frontliners. I think that it's important to keep ourselves busy in a safe manner, of course, during these times so that we can keep our spirits and morale up. We are proud that we are able to use food, which plays such an important role in our Malaysian culture, to get people to come together and contribute towards a good cause in such difficult times. This entire campaign gave us a good sense of purpose and provided us with the fuel to move forward even beyond this MCO period.
Mm. Yeah, Kendrick, if people wanted to help out with any of these campaigns, you know, how can they reach out to you?
For those who find themselves with the capacity to share, we are still collecting donations for our one-for-one campaign. You can visit us at agrain.my, that is agrain.my, and click on the Donate Now button. Or you can just follow us on our Instagram and Facebook account, agrainmy, agrainmy, for more information.
That was Kendrick Tan, the CEO and the co-founder of Agrain. And if, you know, like he said, I think if you want to contribute to any of the campaigns that they're running, you can get their information on their website. You can even just go on to hale.my, H-A-L-E.my. That links you directly to their website and you can, you know, hit the donate button and help out. You're helping, I guess, many verticals, just the same like, you know, with our previous VOS, Voice of SMEs is the same, right? You help one, you know, organization or a brand, there's actually a spillover of you helping many different verticals as well.
There's that domino effect that you were talking about earlier as well. And you know, I've noticed that there is a pattern that we've seen on VOS with all these small businesses, these SMEs that are, they're trying to kind of plug the holes in their businesses right now, you know, they're worried about cash flow as well, but they're also taking the time and effort, manpower, resources to do something for
the frontliners.
So it's really admirable.
Coming up later at 11 o'clock, we do have a very special Powering Through the Pandemic, and we're speaking to Trevor Metz, the owner of Plan B, who's located in Beijing. So, you know, we've, over the past few weeks, and I guess to some extent the past few months, we've always heard about businesses here in Malaysia about how they're pivoting and changing their strategy and generally just finding ways to stay relevant in these trying times. But, you know, today at 11 o'clock, we're going to change things up because we're going to hear from someone who's been there right in the middle of it. And to some extent, it still is.
Yeah. So, like we said, we're going to speak to small business owner Trevor Metz about how his bar business is coping with the stress of a pandemic in China. And as a foreigner living and working there in China, now, does he have any more to deal with that than if he wasn't a foreigner, right? What can we learn from how the Chinese have handled this pandemic?
That's coming up at 11 a.m. Following that is the Enterprise BizBite. So stay tuned, stick around. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.